This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, Shamir Young here. Welcome to this practical application episode where I talk about the most actionable takeaways from my previous interview. And today I'm going to be talking about my chat with Bob Holmes. And it was a really great chat. You know, I always appreciate them taking the time out to chat with me. And just his knowledge of the industry, I was trying to soak that up over my microphone as he was talking. And so if you're listening, Bob, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And, you know, the first thing that I want to talk about is how Bob mentioned he created his own opportunities. That was one of the things that really stood out to me, especially because he also said that he didn't really like marketing himself. He hated the business side of getting his name out there. And yet, from a young age, he was willing to reach out and create his own opportunities. And one of the examples that really stuck with me, he talked about how when he started working at a magazine when he first moved here to the States, and he was working as a writer. And he pitched the idea to his editor that he start interviewing people in the photography industry. He knew that he wanted to be a photographer himself, and so he needed to break in. And so this was his way of sitting down with people in the industry, editors and directors of photography, and getting to know them. And so he pitched this idea, and his editor said that would be a great idea. And so then he started directly interviewing directors of photography and photo editors, and that's how he made his connection with the legendary director of photography over at National Geographic. And in the interview, he mentioned he simply called them up. He called their office on the phone and was able to set up a time and get in there to meet with this director. I believe his name was Bob. And this director was very impressed and ended up giving him the assignment, giving him work after that point. And, you know, right there, it made me introspective and look at my own business and think, well, how am I reaching out to people? And sure, I reach out to people. Even for this podcast, that involves reaching out to people. But, you know, for our photography businesses, are you pinpointing the people that you really want to work with, be it a person, a client, a type of client, an organization, a business, a particular magazine, a book, a publishing company? Are you focusing in on them and really creating your own opportunities? Are you reaching out to them? And I think this can be a strong tool in marketing ourselves. And Bob said this is how he was able to effectively market himself. And even just the names that he was mentioning throughout the course of the interview, it's been a very effective marketing tool because he's met and worked with so many people just by reaching out and creating his own opportunities. And so for you, really think about how you can create opportunities for your business. It may involve you getting uncomfortable, And usually that's when you're onto something, actually, is when you get outside of your comfort zone and try to do something a little bit different than the norm that you're used to. The second point I want to talk about is that we need to build a business that is sustainable. Bob mentioned how you shouldn't undercharge, which is hard, especially for many of us just starting out. And even years into it, I mean, I still struggle or I have uncomfortable moments. But pricing is something that we really need to learn about and also do it in such a way where we're not just picking a random number because, you know, that's what we think we should charge for a portrait session or something. Really, you need to know your numbers in your business, meaning know how much you're spending on overhead, on business insurance. Know how much your gear costs. Know how much your software costs. Know how much is going out, because that will directly affect how much you charge. You need to cover your living expenses. If you have a studio, you need to know how much that studio is costing you as far as electricity or rent. And this all needs to be bundled into the prices that you're charging people. And if you don't do this, if you think it's too uncomfortable, then, well, I'll tell you, it's even more uncomfortable when you can't pay the bills. And it's downright terrible when you begin contemplating shutting down your business because you're not being profitable. And so, all that to say, charge what you're worth. It can take research as far as finding out what pricing is in your area and also finding out what you think you personally are worth. He mentioned that there are some resources online that can help you with this. He mentioned the ASMP, the APA, and I will, let me make a note here to link to those in the show notes. And those offer resources that can help you. And he mentioned that these resources love helping other photographers because it helps the industry as a whole. If photographers are chronically undercharging, which many are, that drags the rest of us down because the general audience will think that our services are really cheaper than the general public will think our services are cheap, which they're not. And so if the guy down the street from me, if he puts a fair price on his work that is enough for him to run a sustainable business and eat and live and have some money to save, then that's going to help me because I'm in the same area. And so people are okay with his price and they'll be okay if I charge a similar price or more. Like I said, it depends on your demographic, where you are. It also depends on how much you're spending in your business, and it also depends on what you bring to the table individually, what your value is worth. Not everyone is trying to be a super expensive photographer. I understand that. Just don't shortchange yourself. Don't start at the absolute bottom by default. Really put thought and examine your numbers. And the third point I want to mention is about getting plugged into bigger organizations. You don't want to be an island unto yourself. Again, Bob mentioned the ASMP, the APA, and I'll say that I've met some great people at conventions, at live person events. I've gone to photography round tables in my local area. I've been out across the country for larger events, and just the relationships that you form are priceless. Meeting other people who do what you do is great because you can learn from them and they can learn from you, and it's really great just to see how other photographers are doing things. And that's how I've met George, actually. He's one of the early people that I interviewed on the show. I met him at a photography convention, and it was actually over in Arizona. And it's so funny because I meet this guy out in Arizona and we both find out that we're from the same state and that we live within hours of each other. So you never know who you're going to meet, and it's important to build relationships with other photographers. And my final point is more of a technical hardware point, but do make sure and back up your work. Back it up in several places, and also don't buy cheap backup systems, as in cheap memory cards and also cheap hard drives. Bob shared that he was overseas and he ended up buying a couple. It was either him or a friend. They bought a couple extra memory cards, and both of those cards ended up failing. And just, it's painful losing images And I've been there. I mean, even losing video footage is what I shared. I had a hard drive failure. I haven't lost any photos yet, but video footage, yes. And it's a terrible moment when you connect the device to your computer and there's nothing there. And then you think it has to be a mistake, you know, or it's going to show up. There's just a delay and you keep trying and it takes a little while to hit home that yes, you lost your work. And I think it's something that's inevitable for us, especially if you're only backing up to one spot or if you're backing up with a cheap system, then it is inevitable that you will lose something. And so Bob mentions that from his card, he puts his images onto his laptop. And from there, he also puts them on two separate hard drives. And so he has his images in three places at that point. His laptop and two separate hard drives. And those hard drives, by the way, are high quality. So that, you know, he knows he's not going to lose those images. I think a lot of people treat this as an afterthought. I know I did for a long time, as far as backing up appropriately. So really examine how you're backing up your work, especially if you take a high volume of images. Bob, I think he mentioned he takes over 20,000 images within a few months' time. And so, you know, not only is it then in that case important to back up your work, but also to be organized in the naming convention of your work and where you put it. He mentioned he's lost some photos, still can't find them to this day because he can't remember where he put them. And so now his naming convention, let's see if I can think of it. I'll have to go back and listen. He mentioned the location. When he names his images, he names them by location and by date. That's what it was. And so this allows him to find the images later, which is so important. What's the point of taking images if you can't find them? Exactly. So those are the main points and takeaways from my chat with Bob. If you would like to download the notes in PDF form from his interview so that you can apply it to your own business, head on over to prophotographerjourney.com, hit up this episode, and you will see a prominent link to download this PDF. All right, I will talk to you guys later. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.